If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
753, Magic 106.7, David, Sue, and Kendra. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I have a story to tell.
Yeah, we'd like to hear it. What's going on?
Okay, so my fiancé, he lost his wallet. Dana, what did you do with my wallet? I lost it. Okay? So we looked everywhere for the wallet. Couldn't find it anywhere. He looked in his pants. Well, guess what? He went downstairs to take the clothes out of the dryer.
Oh.
His wallet was in the hamper.
Yeah.
He threw it in his pants, and when he threw it in the dryer, the washing machine into the dryer, it got washed, it got dried, and then all of a sudden I'm folding laundry, and I'm like, Jim, look what I just found, the wallet.
Yeah,
I've had
that
happen.
With some
nice, clean, laundered bills.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I cracked up laughing.
Yeah, that's actually one of the first places I look when my husband says something's lost. I go to the laundry.
Yeah.
I assume it's always in his pocket, and I've washed it and dried it 100%.
Yeah, I did that too. Yeah. I did laundry too. Still nothing, but thank you for sharing.
Oh, sorry. I wish you could find it there. We were shocked when we found ours.
Thank you.
Have a great day. I love you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate Same it. Back at you.
Hi, Magic 106.7. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Who is this, please?
This is Jamie.
All right. What's going on?
So, two things. I wanted to ask if Sue looked into the dirty laundry.
Laundry has come up.
I did. We went through the laundry, and I even went through what was in the washer and what was in the dryer, what needed to be
okay.
folded, what was in the hamper, all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking either it got into maybe a wet towel or when it maybe fell into the basket in the bathroom.
That's a possibility, too.
We did go through the trash, but probably not carefully enough. So that's another good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
There'll be another
search. Well, good luck. I thought of maybe that place to look. So
yes. Well, I appreciate the suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
And laundry is always a good place to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the last bastion of where stuff just get lost. Stuff ends up in the laundry. It ends up in the little lint catcher thing or our washing machine has a front door.
Yeah.
You open it from the front, and in the bottom of the gasket there is where barrettes and flash drives and money and all kinds of things.
All of it just kind of gathers.
Yeah. Maybe we need to do that.
Find out what he was wearing for pajamas, too. Maybe it's in his pocket in the laundry and he just didn't check it or something.
The thing is a mouthguard.
Snoring mouthpiece thing. It looks like a retainer. I know you guys are laughing like he's in seventh grade.
Is
but it kind of looks like a retainer?
Like does it have like a metal piece? Like
no, it's like plastic.
And weird, like around his head. Like
no,
here. Oh, I remember that.
Hey, Tom, I'm here to do your presentation, Tom. Look at the PowerPoint slides.
No, it's poor not Tom. That bad. I know, poor guy. And latest update, still nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
we don't have it.
It'll show up. Somebody's going to be the victor. Somebody is going to be able to go, I found it.
I know.
It might be a year and a half from now, but someone's going to have the sense of accomplishment of finding this thing.
In the meantime, there's going to be a lot of snoring.
Yeah. There's a lot of snoring in the meantime. Good morning. 7:57 at Magic.